Each region of Italy boasts colorful traditions and amazing foods. But for Italophile Fred Plotkin, the area around the prosperous city of Bologna, called Emilia-Romagna, is a cut above them all. He'll explain in just a bit on today's Travel with Rick Steves. We'll also hear how the sunny island of Sicily is a favorite getaway for Italians from the mainland. But let's start today on an island in the cooler Baltic waters of Denmark. By the way, today's interviews were recorded before the pandemic began. As the maritime industry declined, so did Denmark's Aero Island in the Baltic Sea. Today, the colorful centuries-old buildings of Aeroskobing are filled with busy shops, inns, and restaurants, and lots of happy visitors. Danish tour guide Nina Sefuzati joins us in our studio to talk about my favorite corner of Denmark. It's the island of Aero, and we're going to talk about why that's worth the visit. Nina, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Hi, hi.
There's a lot of islands in Denmark, and there's something special about Aero.
Completely.
What is it when you get to Aero? You just fall in love with it.
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's part of the southern, we call it the southern islands, right?
Yeah. Because Germany is can't see it, but the next piece of land is Germany.
It's just across, right, isn't it? Yeah. And there are several little islands down there, and I remember going there with my parents when I was young on vacation. Aero just have something, it's the landscape, it's the light, it's the buildings, the people, obviously.
And the history, too.
And the history.
It had money. I suppose part of it is it had money. Therefore, it has a heritage and some beautiful vernacular architecture.
Yeah, because it's a city called Marstal, right, where they actually had big ships coming out, going all around the world.
And that was before steam-powered.
Exactly.
So these are the old clipper ships with the big masts. And it has that sort of old seafaring elegance.
Completely,
In fact, in my favorite museum is a ship in a bottle museum.
Yes.
Bottle Peter. He spent his life making these little delicate ships inside
miniatures,
bottles.
Yeah.
Aero is spelled A-E-R-O. Mm-hmm. And the capital city is Aeroskobing.
Aeroskobing.
And you get there by ferry from Svendborg.
From Svendborg on the island of Fyn.
So if I'm in Copenhagen and I've got 3 or 4 days in Copenhagen and I want to get to the countryside, how do I get down to Aero from Copenhagen?
Well, either you rent a car, right? Mm-hmm. And you drive across the island where Copenhagen is situated, then you have a bridge crossing the Storebælt, the Grand Belt.
That's right. All the major islands are tied together with Storebælt means the Big Belt.
The Big Belt.
And that Storebælt continues even to Sweden, connecting Copenhagen and
That's the other side of Copenhagen. Yeah.
So basically you get in the car and you drive right down to Svendborg and then you hop on an old little ferry.
Yeah. You might have to make a reservation in the high summer season, right?
But so and the island is small. The summit of the island is you hike up. It's only a few hundred yards.
Oh, the view, yes.
And then you go to the south coast and you get to that Vulderklimt.
Yeah, Vulderklimt. Yeah.
And then you have a sense of the prehistoric history there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you have and that's everywhere in Denmark, obviously, right? First of all, it's a beautiful natural site.
Yeah.
And you go a little inland and you have the ting, right, where the people, let's say the Vikings,
so
the
ting, gathering. A ting would be a gathering of
a
people,
gathering place.
A tribal gathering with the chief of the Vikings or whatever.
Yeah.
And what's very interesting to me is Christianity came to Scandinavia around the year, about 1,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, people were still having their pagan Nordic religions, and you have these tombs and these stone circles and these kind of things. And is it just coincidence that the churches are built on top of these pagan holy sites?
It's not a coincidence, is it?
No.
No. As anywhere else in Europe, right? When Christianity is coming in and they're just taking over the sacred sites.
Right.
So this was your sacred site, but you know what? Now it's our sacred site.
Because my favorite church, I think, the one we're thinking about in the countryside there, it's got this long stone, much older burial tomb, and that would have been a holy spot. And I can just, you get romantic, you can imagine people with their torches gathered around that.
Mm.
It's amazing. Nina Sefuzati was born in Copenhagen. She married a Franco-Italian, and now she guides tours from her home base in southern France. She's telling us about the joys of Aero Island in her native Denmark right now on Travel with Rick Steves. So the trick for enjoying the island is to get on a bicycle.
Get on a bicycle? Actually, the buses are free.
They're free?
Completely. I mean, you can, if you don't want a bike, right?
Yeah.
But get a bike. That's my
biking
really, this is the thing to do on Aero. But if you don't feel like biking, you can walk, and the bus transportation is free. It's not a huge island, right?
Yeah. But there's a charm in the countryside. You find these little farms, and they've been the same family for generations and generations.
Mm-hmm.
They're shaped like a U.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
To protect, well, actually, as to protect the animals and the people and the buildings themselves against the wind, because it is quite a windy place, isn't it?
So you've got the you facing away from the wind,
away
so the
from
animals
the wind,
and the children and everybody can be sheltered.
Yep.
On one side, you got the animals, the other side, you got the people.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah. We have an island that's pretty flat, right? So the wind, obviously, is will be present.
And then biking around, you come to little stalls where they're selling things, honey and local produce, and it's on the honor system.
Yeah.
They just have a jar there. Take what you want and pay for it.
But we believe in that, right? We believe in the fact that you would be honest. You would leave the price that it says on the tag and that you don't want to steal the money or just go without putting any money in the jar.
Does that survive in the 2020s?
It does. It does. I mean, you would be, if anybody saw you stealing something or stealing money from a jar, it'd be really, I mean, you would be a social outsider for the rest of your life.
What scum of the earth?
Completely.
Stealing strawberries.
Would you, how could you?
And not pay $5 for it, you know? My favorite part of Aero, I got to say, it's the town, Aero Scoping.
Yeah.
It's just a fairy tale town. Beautiful little B&Bs, wonderful restaurants. Mm. Charming little museums. The museums are just like somebody's house is filled with some eccentric person's knickknacks, you know?
Yeah.
It's a town that you just settle into Aero Scoping and you're thankful to be there.
Completely. You are in the moment, right? Yeah, you enjoy the moment.
You enjoy the moment. And sort of the people who live there. There's a little tiny beach with little huts lined up, and they're all pastel colored.
Mm,
and they're just
so
big
beautiful.
Enough for it's like a picnic table with a couple of beds next to it, and that's just the hut.
Yeah, you're not supposed to live there, right? It's just for the day. So it's very popular places to go.
I love to stroll out there during the sunset. The kids are splashing in the water.
Yeah.
It's a delightful Danish moment. Hygge, that little wonderful Danish word
very
of hygge.
Hygge.
If anything was appropriate for hygge, it is Aero. It is cute. Cute and cozy. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Nina Sefuzati. We're talking about Aero in Denmark. Our phone number is 877-333-7425. And Stephen's calling in from Cudahy, Wisconsin. Stephen, thanks for your call.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, have you been to Aero?
I have. My wife and I, we spent 4 nights in Aero Scoping in 2018. I believe my wife took a picture of every door in town.
I love those doors.
Yeah.
They're incredibly beautiful. Mm. We took the night watchman tour. Mm-hmm. We took the free bus all over the island. We particularly love the Brenniga Church
with its
frescoes. We went to Flask Peter, the bottle. Shipping a bottle
okay.
Museum.
You remember him.
Yes. I mean, it's just so incredibly romantic because, I mean, we were there in June and all the flowers were in bloom and it was just spectacular.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Stephen, tell me about the Night Watchman's Tour because I thought that was a wonderful new thing to do after dinner or in the early evening there in Aero Scoping.
It is. It's an old local. He gives a tour and some nights it's in Danish. Some nights in English, and we, of course, took the English tour.
Mm-hmm.
And, he told us things about the town that, only a local would know.
So it's an intimate chance to walk with a local, and it's a perfect thing for a town like that. It's just an hour, and you make a friend, and you learn that the red doors are made with painted with ox blood or something like that. And why are the windows so small? And all those intimate details. Stephen, did you enjoy any of the food in Aero Scoping?
We did. We had wonderful meals. We also, we bought groceries in the local store, and we just sat on the beach. And,
perfect.
Or there's picnic tables in the town square, and we would just sit there and have a lunch, and we just had a wonderful time.
I think they know how to live well. Stephen, thanks for your call.
Thank you, Rick.
Happy travels.
Thank you, Stephen.
This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Nina Sefuzati. She's our Danish guide for the island of Aero. And Nina, Aero has had a lot of energy lately, and I'm talking solar power and wind power. Tell us just about the initiative there. I think they were trying to be completely solar and wind powered.
It's like the rest of Denmark, by the way, that they are trying to get away from all the polluting.
Fossil fuels. Yeah.
And when you bike along the beach on the east side of the island, for instance, just south of Eroskøbing, there's this huge solar panel park.
Massive,
massive incredible
park of solar panels. Yeah.
And they're getting there. They're getting there. It's almost there. And it's not completely. It's not 100%.
So almost completely solar and wind powered.
Yeah.
And there's a regeneration project that's bringing a lot of new life to town. What is the regeneration project?
It's so interesting. Eroskøbing was kind of dying out. You know, like so many other cities, we talk about the rotten banana. It's the outskirts of Denmark.
Yeah.
Now, away from
Copenhagen. Is sucking into the big city.
Yeah. Right. And it's been abandoned, and there was no more shipping, and there was no more this, and no more that. And the people in Ærøskøbing, when they figured out that the last bank was actually closing down, they couldn't even have a bank anymore. What they did was incredible, because all these volunteers got together. The retired electrician was doing stuff, and they thought, no, let's get this going. Let's get some life. And in the main square of Ærøskøbing, you have this incredible place that is a bar, restaurant, shop, a beer brewery.
Oh, yeah.
They have the most perfect beer that you can get there.
So there's just a new energy
and
for small businesses. New,
yeah, they're doing whiskey. I mean, and all that, again, brought more people, right? So mm-hmm. things are happening. So let's see what's happening down
there. Regeneration, that's the name. And I understand there's some special law that attracts a lot of people for their weddings.
Yeah.
What is that? What's going on there? Because there's a lot of uh-huh. wedding parties there.
Well, you can do that. You don't have to do that in Ærø, right? It's just that Ærø is such a romantic setting.
Yeah.
But it is easier to get married in Denmark if you're from two different nationalities. So if you have different nationalities, you don't have to, you know, come with 50 different documents and, you know, going back and
so you have
three generations, right?
You have the kiss wedding. Mm-hmm. Keep it simple.
Keep it simple, completely.
That's right. Go to Denmark.
Yeah, and then Ærøskøbing figured out, because it's such a romantic setting, why don't we have this whole wedding, you know, enterprise, actually?
So this is part of regeneration?
It's part of the regeneration.
So there's, what, hundreds of weddings?
Hundreds of weddings. I can't remember how many nationalities, but it's really interesting. And you ask anybody.
What a celebration coming to this remote island in Denmark. So fascinating. Mm. Nina Sefusati, thank you so much for a look at Ærø Island. And
so welcome.
You know, because we're all going to go see Hans Christian Andersen, and we're going to all go to Copenhagen.
Mm, but please come to Ærø.
Round it out with a visit to the island of Ærø.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Tusen tak.
Det var så lidt rik. Thank you. Hej. Det er Nordens lille paradis.
Bevart det til Danmarks pris. Our next stops are in Italy. Fred Plotkin has been celebrating the magnificence of Italian food and culture all his adult life. He'll tell us which region, above all others, is the pinnacle of what makes Italy so special for him. And a pair of Italian tour guides share a few reasons why they enjoy going to the island of Sicily as much as foreign visitors do. We're at 877-333-RICK at Travel with Rick Steves.